Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I'm Andy Dawson. Pa, pa, pa.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
It's the Twits Odyssey again. You seem to be sporting some kind of cold this.
Yeah.
Are you unwell?
Yeah.
I mean, are you sure you want to go ahead with this? Are you fit and well enough to pod?
It's best we go ahead with it now, because who knows what the future holds.
Do you think it's going to get worse?
The cold travels usually. The way a cold works is it travels from the frontal lobe into the ears, down the nasal passage, the throat, the chest, the abdomen, the guts,
into the guts,
eventually exiting.
You shit it out
via the bum hole,
and that's how cold.
When it hits your guts, that's when it says it's worse.
So that you don't want
the moment,
guts cold.
The cold is mostly in my nose.
Yeah,
and so it's still manageable. But as the week unfolds, it will travel. Yeah. It will make the slow and painful journey to the guts.
So you think that by Friday's episode, it'll be a full-on guts cold that we'll experience. Friday's episode is in jeopardy.
What? I mean,
I think it's in jeopardy at the minute.
I mean, tune in on Friday. There might be a podcast. There might not be. There might be one just with Andy and Result Spot.
Also, it begs the question: how have you managed to catch a cold? Because we're all living in, you know, hypersensitive times where it's you're trying really hard not to catch COVID, but how have you caught a cold instead?
I know. Really
it's
interesting.
Weird, isn't it? Very interesting.
I've been thinking that, because, well, it means that I haven't been living by the COVID code.
No, exactly. It's like the country code, always shut the gates.
I've been out and about going, that's fine, I'm taking precautions, ain't I? But obviously, if I can catch a cold, I can catch anything.
You can catch anything, yeah. Well,
so and it's time to redouble my efforts to isolate, which I'm all for. I do feel as if perhaps I've been venturing outside of the house a little bit too much in recent weeks. And this is a welcome warning that that has to stop.
I've been feeling slightly nostalgic for the original full lockdown. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
It was because we got through that period of time and, you know, things started to open up again and we started to live a bit more freely. But I kind of look back on that as being a test of our strength. Fortitude.
They were good times. And I think that they were good times.
They were,
they were cosy and you had every excuse you needed to just not really do much outside of your rig. It was the ultimate endorsement of rig life, wasn't it?
It was very rig friendly. It might come back, who knows? But
looks like it.
Yeah, I think so. Shall we get on with the twit? That's what we're here for, isn't it? I suppose. Yeah. We in the last episode, we were introduced to the roly-poly bird who appeared in the chapter The Roly-Poly Bird to the Rescue. He was there to save the birds from getting stuck onto the branches of Mr. Twit's gluey tree, the big dead tree. The next chapter is simply entitled No Bird Pie for Mr. Twit. Feels quite self-explanatory, this one. I don't think Dahl has stretched himself, let's say, with this particular chapter. He says, The next morning when Mr. Twit came out with his huge basket to snatch all the birds from the big dead tree, there wasn't a single one on it. They were all sitting on top of the monkey cage. The roly-poly bird was there as well, and Mugglewump and his family were inside the cage, and the whole lot of them were laughing at Mr. Twit. That's a chapter. That's about a third of a page.
Done.
That's...
He's just got
Quentin Blake to do a big drawing underneath. Quentin, I've got to write a big drawing. I've done this chapter, right? Third of a page. I can't be fucking arsed to add anything else to it. I'm off for a long weekend in south of France. So you're going to have to fill it up with a nice big picture of the cage with all the birds on. So crack on, mate. No extra rate for weekend work. No, just the regular rate.
When you're a prolific author like me, you have to set yourself targets and goals and be very strict about them. And that is the secret to my success. I set myself a target of one chapter every day, right? It's very simple. One chapter a day. And I will not let myself stop, have a drink, or go out or out or put telly on, out like that, right, until I've finished my one chapter a day. I never fail. Now, there's no prescription about how long that chapter has to be. That's the trick. That's what your Kingsley Amoses of this world don't fucking know. You look at his books, the chapters go up, on and on and on and on. If he's setting himself a chapter a day, he's a mug to himself. He's writing the chapters, like, some of them are more than 10 fucking pages.
Especially when you're doing kids' books. No one gives a fuck. If anything, the kids like shorter chapters.
I prefer it.
Because if they're reading them themselves, they can say, Dad, I've read a chapter, I'm off outside now. And it's only, two lines.
The other thing is, more advice to Kingsley Amis or any other bastard who's listening, get yourself a drawer. Right? Because if you've got a page count, if you've got a drawer, like I've got a drawer called Quentin, right? And he can fill up any space you tell him to, he'll do it.
I've never met him.
How much you've written, and he fills up the rest with his drawings.
I've never met him. To be honest, I don't want to. It works better on the phone, I think. He can hear me, and that's all he needs.
I'll call him up. I'll read out what I've written that day.
Have you got a pen, Quentin?
I'll get an assistant if I'm already, in the feathers by that stage, and I'm not really in the mood to call him up from the payphone and start dictating it down the phone. I'll get an assistant to do it, and she'll just read it out, and then he'll just have to draw what he is. And if it's a bad line, he doesn't hear it right, and the drawing comes to it's not quite right, I'll just get him to do it again.
And that's what he's done here. That's the chapter. It's not the shortest chapter I've ever read in a kid's book. Have you heard of the Mr. Gum books?
Oh, very much so, yeah. We've talked about them before.
We have.
I would say that bloke, Andy Stanton, is that his name?
Yeah.
He's like the non-cunt Roald Dahl.
He certainly is, yeah. Unless he is a cunt, I mean, who knows? He might
doubt it.
I don't think he is.
I doubt it, because
I've not heard anything.
I follow him on Twitter, and his other big thing, apart from writing awesome kids' books, is that he is a massive fanatic of the musical artist Prince.
Oh, well, there you are then. That's a sign of quality, isn't it?
Like, that's all he's interested in outside of writing his kids' books. So
good.
Go figure.
But getting back to the chapter, it's in Mr. You're a Bad Man, Mr. Gum, I think, and it's chapter 4. And the chapter is entitled, Mr. Gum Has a Cup of Tea. And the chapter is, Mr. Gum Had a Cup of Tea.
Yeah.
That's it.
Have that, dickheads.
There you go. I'm off out.
Kids will swallow anything.
Chapter done.
All right, time to listen to Sign of the Times again. In me hammock.
That's the Andy Stanton, that's Andy Dawson. So that's No Bird Pie for Mr. Twit. And then next chapter, well, get this. Next chapter's called Still No Bird Pie for Mr. Twit. And it's slightly longer. It goes over the page, this one. Mr. Twit wasn't going to wait another week for his bird pie supper. He loved bird pie. It was his favourite meal. It does sound nice, doesn't it, bird pie? I know you're a vegetarian, that, Sam.
It does, because it makes me think of Waterlands, especially as in the picture that Quentin Blake's done, is you see the bird's feet sticking out the top of the pie, which makes me think that it is an Waterland-type situation where they kept the bird's whole without removing the guts or feathers or beak.
Yeah. For me, though, any kind of pie. Fucking hell.
Yeah, stick a pastry crust on it and you'd eat Autolands just like you were President Mitterrand.
Yeah. So it says Mr. Twit wasn't going to wait another week. He loved bird pie. It was his favourite meal. So the very same day, he went after the birds again. This time he smeared the top bars of the monkey cage with sticky glue, as well as the branches of the big dead tree. "Now I'll get you," he said, "whichever one you sit on." So he's behind the game. Do you know what I mean? Ooh. He thinks he's going to be able to fucking... He thinks they'll sit there again, but he hasn't counted on the roly-poly bird. The multilingual roly-poly bird.
Yeah.
It says, the monkeys crouched inside the cage watching this when the roly-poly bird came swooping in for an evening chat, which, of course, is what he likes to do, isn't
it? Pop in by for me chat.
Yeah, all right.
I'm doing my chat rounds. Go to various different places for different chats.
Just going around the doors, just seeing how everyone is, see if anybody needs anything.
Checking in.
If anyone needs a pep talk, anything like that, here I am.
A chat check-in, I call it.
I'm a very chatty bird, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Some people like it, some people don't. Some people find me a little bit full on.
Some people, in the human world, they say I'm a people person. In the bird world, we say I'm a bird. I like to go and chat to other birds. I'll chat to you humans too, if they want, but they're not.
I'm off down to France to chat to the Autolands in a couple hours, because they're having a bad time at the minute.
Having a terrible time of it, the Autolands. Lovely bunch, little songbirds, beautiful singing voices, but
yeah,
no.
They're not very good at fending for themselves, to be fair.
No.
They're up against it. So I try and give them a little pep talk. Just tell them to just toughen up a little bit. Maybe take up some martial arts, something like that. Defend yourself.
Stop being tricked. Be careful where you fucking land, because before you know fucking it, you're being eaten up by a president.
He came for his chat and they all shouted out, "Don't land on our cage, roly-poly bird. It's covered in sticky glue. So is the tree." And that evening, as the sun went down and all the birds came again to roost, the roly-poly bird flew round and round the monkey cage and the big dead tree, singing out his warning. "There's sticky stuff now on the cage and the tree. If you land on either, you'll never get free. So fly away, fly away. Stay up high, or you'll finish up tomorrow in a hot bird pie. Thank you very much." So he's giving them a bit of warning there. Next chapter, of course, is our favourite title of any chapter in this book, I think.
Yes.
And it is, of course, Mr. and Mrs. Twit go off to buy guns.
Brilliant.
Isn't that nice? And there's a great picture there of Mr. Twit shouting angrily at the sky, at the glue gods. I don't know, the pie gods. I don't know who he's shouting at.
He's just angry. I mean, you know, he's got anger issues. He would probably benefit from therapy. You know, and whether it's Mrs. Twit or the birds in the sky, he's always got the amp with someone. But you've got to ask yourself, is the anger really at himself?
It's all about himself, isn't
it? I saw a clip with John Lennon earlier today. It popped up on Facebook of him in 1975 being interviewed by Whispering Bob Harris on the old Grey Whistle Test.
Oh, Whispering Bob Harris.
And he asked him about, did he regret writing the song "How Do You Sleep" about Paul McCartney?
Yes. It's
quite a sort of a spiteful revenge song, wasn't it?
Acerbic, to say the least. Yeah.
And he went, "Well, you know, it was, the thing is, it was about me. I realise that now. People associate it with Paul, but I regret not coming out and saying, you know, you look at anything I've ever written that is spiteful or mean or angry, and really, it was directed at myself." You know, and I thought, when I was watching it, I thought, yeah, it reminds me of Mr. Twit's situation.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Twit, he's not happy with himself. He's angry with himself. Yeah. He doesn't regard himself as being worthy of love. And he takes it out on the world around him, but he'll only really conquer it once he stops, slows down and goes, "Hey, maybe it's time I reassess my relationship with me."
I think John Lennon was the Mr. Twit of the Beatles.
He was,
there's no doubt about
angry
that.
Man.
I can't think of any of the Beatles. But, I mean, I always think, you know, he was notoriously angry, but surely having a big house in the country and having a big white room with a lovely big white grand piano in it and a nice white suit, he's created some kind of, like, personal heaven.
He's tried.
Scenario almost there. And I thought that might have helped him.
No, it makes it worse. I'll tell you why. Is that he's thought, I will try to create something. I will try to create something material that will bring me the peace that I so crave. And he works hard, he harnesses his genius, he does everything, and before you know it, he's bought a big house, he's got a big white room, a white suit and a white piano, and he's thinking, now, finally, by surrounding myself with these material comforts, I will find the peace that I have craved. And he doesn't, because why would you? A white piano's not going to solve anything, right?
Thing as well about it, Sam, fucking stains.
Stains is
all that white stuff. All you get
the
one
white
stain,
suit,
and then it's
a nightmare
keep
if you're having
night, it?
Something like spag bol for tea.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and of course, I think he smoked a lot as well. So there'd be tobacco stains on it. It'd be disgusting.
Jalapeño.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
You know, he's gone up a fucking... He's taken a wrong turn down a dead end, right?
He did.
He's tried to fill the void inside with... fame, with money, with adoration, with white suits and white pianos. But none of those things can fix the gaping hole inside.
Yeah.
Right? All you can do is sit down and have a word with yourself.
Yeah.
And that's what John Lennon should have done. And it's very much what Mr. Twit should be doing too. All of these pranks he plays on his wife... all of the spiteful ways in which he tries to capture birds and eat them in a pie. It's not going to fix you, mate. It is not going to fix you.
I mean, of course, if John Lennon was still alive today, he would be a fucking massive irritant. He'd be one of these anti-maskers, wouldn't he? Talking about 5G.
No one can tell you what you should wear on your face. You know, that's not for a man in a suit to tell you.
A white suit,
or otherwise, to tell you, another man, what you should wear on your face. That's just for God to decide.
Right, I used to wear a suit and it didn't make me happy.
Yeah.
Now I don't. Now I just wear pyjamas. He'd be on fucking Loose Women with Denise Welch and Ian Brown, wouldn't he?
Yeah. And now we're delighted to say I cannot imagine a better guest we could have on today than our next guest, who is John Lennon. And then they play
it's
a sort of an elevator music version of Imagine as he walks out. Hi, girls. Hi, ladies. Yeah, it's great to be here.
And he'd sit there and rant and rave for fucking 10 minutes about...
He'd be a bit 5G. Like Timbrel now, with his mad theories about personal freedom. I'm a free man of the land.
I don't think he'd be married to Yoko anymore.
That would have ended.
He'd be married to, like, I don't know.
I reckon.
He'd be an actress, I reckon. He'd be a Hollywood actress. Isla Fisher, something like that.
I like to imagine he would be married to Anna Friel.
Oh!
I've been watching those goal films. You ever seen them?
The what?
Goal film. The goal. About the kid from the Mexican kid who plays for Newcastle.
Oh, right. Their movies. I saw the first one.
Yeah,
I saw the first one when it came out.
I'd never seen them. But, you know, someone said, you know, you've got to watch them with Lenny, he'll love them. So I watched it, and they're both bloody great. Do you know who wrote the scripts? Clement and Lefrene, mate.
Who?
Not Stan Hay, Clement and Lefrene. You were close with Stan Hay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and Anna Friel's in them. Like peak Anna Friel.
Peak Friel.
Yeah. And she's doing a lovely Geordie lilt in it.
Oh, Richie. I don't remember that. Why don't I remember that?
Yeah, she's got a lovely Geordie lilt in it. And yeah, they're really good movies.
All right.
I'm going to first one is at Newcastle. Second one is at Real Madrid. I don't know what happens in the third one. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Get a load of you.
Yeah. Anyway. It's the lifestyle I'm living.
The lockdown lifestyle.
I've got it made now. I do my podcast in the morning. I sleep in the afternoon. And then I wake up in the evening and I watch a golf film every night of the week.
Until every I run out of them.
And then I just start all over again. I'm living the fucking dream. I feel like the roly-poly bird himself.
So, what's happening? Yeah, he's shouting up at the roof. He says he's going to get them all. And then Mrs. Twit comes out and says, how are you going to do that? I won't have you smearing sticky glue all over the roof of our house. Fucking why not? It's that or starve. You know what I mean?
Well, there are other ways to get food than fucking gluing a load of birds to your roof.
But he wants bird pie.
Yeah, go up Asda and get some fucking frozen birds.
Get on Deliveroo. Get some fucking bird pie delivered to you.
You can get... At Iceland, they do packs of frozen Autolands by the dozen.
I was just going to say, can you go on Just Eat and search for Autoland? See what will come down your way, it will come up.
Yeah,
down
it would. London, exactly, yeah. It? Yeah.
Not up here.
Yeah, it would.
Pigeon, maybe.
You know, like Leafy Crow. Barnes, the fancy suburb I live in, and Lineker lives round here. Le Bon lives not far away.
Lineker's bringing his asylum seekers in soon, isn't it, to live with him?
Yeah. I don't know what you're grinning about, mate. You think that I'm worried about property prices?
You said it, not me.
I welcome them. I'd have some here myself, but I'm, you know, my house isn't as big as Lineker's. But
yeah, and you've got a cold as well.
I've got a cold, yeah.
I can't have any. Sorry, I've got a cold.
I'd love to have you here, lads, but this cold's giving me a fucking nightmare, and I would hate to pass it on to you. It'd be a case of out of the frying pan into the fire. 1 minute you're in Syria with your own president trying to gas you. The next minute you're here with your own fucking landlord giving you an horrible cold.
Your sinus is all flared up and everything.
Yeah.
Horrible.
No, I was there's all sorts of famous people here. From Twilight, Robert Pattinson.
Oh right, yeah.
Stanley Tucci, the American actor.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow. Is he Anglophile, is he?
I see, yeah, he's lived here for like a long time. I think he married an English woman. Yeah. And so he moved over here to be with their kids, but unfortunately she passed away, but he stayed on. He liked it here, so he stayed here because he got kids and that. And but he's around a lot. And so just as I thought, Lee Dixon, I've seen him around a lot, but I thought it couldn't get any better until I was standing in the street buying an ice cream last Friday with Len.
Yeah.
And who should walk past? I thought, who's this handsome cunt? Right, coming the other way. Bit fucking handsome. I thought I was supposed to be the handsomest cunt round here. Right? I don't like the look of this. Geezer with a baseball cap pulled down, so I clocked him as someone potentially famous. And he was walking his little dog. Goes past me, smelt gorgeous. I thought, aye, aye. So I thought, better get a right good look. Bent my knees slightly to look under the peak of his cap.
Who are you then?
What's all this? I'm Sam Delaney. You haven't reported into me.
I'm doing some journalism here. Who are you? State your business.
David Gandy, mate. Whoa. Britain's most beautiful man.
Wow.
And game changer. I tell you this, it was game changer. I tell you, he is, if anything, more handsome in person. You know, often you think these models, you know, they look great when in the photo shoot with the lighting and the makeup and the Photoshop and all of that. Sometimes you see him around about, they're nothing special. Fucking hell, Gandhi.
Yeah.
He was tall. He had a perfect physique, a physique that any man would aspire to.
Yeah.
Rugged.
Fucking hell.
Perfectly groomed. And like I say, first class scent.
Good scent.
So
yeah.
I'll be honest, I didn't know how to react because I felt intimidated, but at the same time, excited.
Were you triggered?
No, it wasn't sexual, but it was like an aesthetic appreciation, like one may admire a painting.
Exactly.
In a gallery.
That's the line that a lot of men use when they try to suppress homosexual feelings.
Yeah. Mate, who knows? I mean, maybe.
I'm not gay. I'm just appreciating it aesthetically. In the same way that someone would appreciate a painting.
Good luck at that. But I say nice painting in a gallery doesn't mean I want to fuck it. Mind you, some of them. I mean, I've been up the Louvre in Paris, right? Some of them you do feel like that about.
Some of them paintings are very fucking fuckable, I'll tell you that for now.
They're that fucking good. Some of the brushwork and that from the old masters.
You could see it. You could see it raised up off the canvas. You just think, I wouldn't mind rubbing my fucking knob on that.
Oh, so vivid.
But they've got security guards and that, ain't they? So you can't do it.
I tried it. Tried it once, but they are on to you in a fucking instant because they know what to look out for. Because it's common, more common than you'd think.
Two things I know about David Gandhi. One, I've got no idea what he looks like.
Fuck off.
Two, seriously.
He's done all the Well Man vitamin adverts.
They don't
advertise Well Man vitamins in Sunderland. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I probably have seen
fucking
him on the
vitamins. Vitamins. What's the matter with you?
Have a fucking apple. I've probably seen the Well Man vitamins adverts, but I've never thought, who's that cunt?
Who's that? Is that David gorgeous Gandhi? Bastard?
Yeah. The other thing I know about him is that his range of t-shirts that he does for Marks and Spencer's are not. For a man of my physique.
Oh, does he do the figure hugging type, does
they're
he?
They're not for people like me.
Yeah. So, well, I'll have a word with him about that.
When it comes to me, he's got a bit of work to do to get in the positive column. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because it's all negatives at the minute.
Okay, well, if I see him, I'll have a word with him.
Yeah.
I don't mind bowling up to people. Hello, mate. That's right, I'm a fellow local celebrity, Sam Delaney, and fellow gorgeous man. So we've got a lot in common. Now listen, I've got a bit of advice for you from my mate Andy. He's not happy with the cut of these T-shirts you're knocking out in M&S.
Can you do another range of them, but with a bit more fucking give in them, do you know what I mean?
Another problem he's got, he don't know who the fuck you are, ain't ever seen you before. He's heard your name. So it's making me think, maybe you need to increase your presence PR-wise. Speaking of which, here's my business card. I can help you.
Maybe get up the North East a bit more. Stroll around. Say hello to a few people.
Yeah. Get your face out there, mate. Know what I mean? Stop hanging around here with your Stanley Tucci's and your Lee Dixon's. All your fancy mates.
You've been on the up for a long time, but you can very easily be on the down. Celebrity, wrong moves.
Celebrity is very t-shirts. Fragile, as is beauty. It'll all go to shit sooner or later, mate, believe me.
The thing is, you ain't going to be beautiful forever, Mr. Gandhi. You know, one day you look like an old cat like the rest of us.
And then you'll have to fucking... And then it'll be the Andy Dawsons of this world you're looking to for help.
Yeah,
right?
You're going to have to get by your personality, mate. So
yeah.
I'll fucking acquire one quickly.
You'll be knocking on old Dawson's door asking him to set you up with a podcast, right? And he'll be like, you forget about it, mate. Where were you when I needed you?
By the way, if you're free this Sunday at 3 o'clock, I'm doing a Humans of Honour podcast. Can you try and do that? Can you try and get him for a Humans of Honour podcast, Sam?
It would be amazing.
I don't know anything about him, but it would be a good opportunity for me to address this problem I've got with the T-shirt situation.
What? Oh, yeah. Well, I could say to him, listen, hey, David.
Don't tell him that. Lure him in, and then I'll hit him with a T-shirt query.
Right. Complete this sequence. You, Gandhi, complete this sentence, this sequence. Stan Hay. Mick Talbot, what comes next? Dunno, here's your answer. You cunt. That's right, David Gandhi, you are going to follow in the footsteps of manageress and, I'll be his own pet, writer Stan Hay. and Star Council keyboardist Mick Talbot as Top Flight Time Machine's next Human of Honour. What do you
3
say?
3 o'clock Sunday, round at mine, but we'll have to do it in the garden because you're not coming indoors.
Because
I'm a bit cold.
I'm a bit worried about my cold and the whole COVID situation. I mean, you can bang on about your well-man vitamins as much as you want, but they're no protection against coronavirus, mate. You're as vulnerable as any other cunt.
Right, we're going to leave it there because, I think we've reached a natural ending point.
We just are, because we are free men of the land. And we will end when we choose to end.
And I think you probably need to go and take some medication for your cold.
Yeah,
and maybe lie
get
down
some more lem sips down me, mate.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for, soldiering through it, Sam.
I'm no hero. I'm just a man with a microphone and a heavy cold.
Very, very proud of you. Proud of you indeed. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back with more next week. TDFN dickheads.
Just dressed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.